Hi, everyone. Well, today is Monday, and the date today is November 6th, 2017. So 11-6-2017, we'll clear the date and see if this helps you from the distant past of the same date. So here we go. Releasing you from this energetic cording. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And better do that over again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels a little better. And let's bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screen. So it's on the BBS site, or just go to creationlightship.com. It's there too. And, or we could even energize the lightship insignia. So let's do either one of those, whatever your choice is. And let's bring the energy in here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, you're on a funky timeline, as you start thinking of something going maybe wrong with your life, something upsets you or something, will release you from that timeline, the one you're thinking of. Remember, you could have multiple timelines, maybe hundreds, if not more, but the one you're thinking of is that will take you off of that. That will typically have the most sting to it for you. So release you from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so I'll turn it over to Elizabeth. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, hi everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. This is the Healing Highway, our Monday show. We're here every Monday at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, and we will be taking listener questions as well as testimonials. If you've been to one of Ron's expos, lectures, workshops, or perhaps you've done some healings on your own through the website and you'd like to write in and share your experience about them, we always welcome that, and we appreciate your feedback and your helpfulness in sharing how the clearings have not only changed your life, but have perhaps opened up new possibilities for you, and maybe also some roadblocks or stumbling blocks that you might be experiencing along the way. So you can send any questions or testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's our email. And if you'd like to remain anonymous, you're always welcome to use our fast chat feedback link. And you can find that live at the top of creationlightship.com while the show is live. And you can also find that on our bdsradio.com homepage/creationlightship healing. So either one of those is a great place to contact us. And I'd like to welcome everybody who maybe is just brand new listening or recently joined from having seen Ron possibly at his New York experience. Appearance of the New Life Expo, and we'll just go ahead and get right to the testimonials. And recently, a lot of the stuff that's been going on is Ron's been doing clearings, bringing new Earth energy into our space, been doing a lot of clearing on our space and bringing peace energy to our space. So as you were listening, he just activated the light being with peace energy, and it's kind of similar to that. And Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about the new Earth and what it is and how we're kind of all living in this copy-paste reality and how the new Earth is different from that? And then we'll go into some of the listeners' testimonials.
Yeah, basically, when you're thinking with your mind, you are in darkness. And that's what I've been talking about for years and years and years. So the two energies are your mind and the heart energy. And the heart energy doesn't necessarily mean love, like thinking of, you know, a heart with an arrow through it with Cupid or something, you know, out there, or a little angel shooting the bow and arrow, you know. It's the heart energy. Somehow, that's where your spirit resides. Why it doesn't reside in your big toe instead of your heart, I don't know. Really makes probably no difference, but your heart maybe is because it pumps light into your whole body with you know, your blood. So we can kind of, you know, look at that as why that's that location, okay? Basically, that's where your spirit resides. So you need to do the mind-to-heart drop to get into peace, which is your source energy with your spirit. And when you're doing the mind-to-heart drop, which we do at the end of almost all of our programs, more recently in the last probably a couple of years, I guess, maybe a little longer, but basically when you hear every BBS show, you're going to hear the mind-to-heart drop on it. So from there, that puts you in peace, and you know that you're in peace because you can't think. And when you can't think means that you're not hooked up to the alien timeline that makes you think, which is the multidimensional timelines of the fabricated Earth that they created. So we had the original Earth a long time ago that was created in light. It's still basically here, but because the Earth spirit got too destroyed and eaten up and traumatized, we had to pull it when it was like 13%. So we just turned the Earth off, put the light codes back into it. And then I put the Earth spirit back into it again, which was when it was more of itself, more charged up, and that still got messed up. So now there's no more Earth spirit of light in the old Earth. So we created the new Earth back in March of this year, 2017, for people to go into, because there is so much going on with alien stuff and people doing bad things and, the sorcerers and witches and things and darkness energies and spells and pollution going on and on, whatever's happening here on the planet, radiation, pollution, garbage dumps and everything else that it doesn't contain much of the light code. So the Earth was contaminated, and we just pulled out everything, created the new Earth where people can go to if they wish to experience that, and you're only going to be able to go to it as how much, you have cleaned yourself out, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, cleaned out the body of the emotions. So it's something that's really new that we created and brought in. It's just, it was happened 2,000 years ago, too. So what we did now more recently is I put light codes into your paint on the walls. Maybe that was a couple of months ago. People like that. And then we tried an experiment last Tuesday, in fact, where I brought in on my conference call that we have, which is energetic cording, I brought in people's maybe bed so that they would experience the peace energy in their bed. And everybody loved that because it felt different. So we did that conference call that was last Saturday. I can't recall what the date would be. Let's see, it's the 6th. What date was Saturday?
Saturday was the 4th.
The 4th, okay. So on the 4th, November 4th, we did this really quick, fast conference call, put it together, because I didn't want people to not have this. So we energized your bed and your bedroom, different situations there, or your whole house, maybe even your workspace. So it'll be interesting to get some calls from people from their workspace today, because it'd be brand new, basically, to them when they walk into it. So anyway, we did that, and there's light being held now of the new Earth in your location where you're living, and also your workspace, if that was a possibility for you. That's kind of where we are, and it's able to have. That's the whole thing, is you have your own sanctuary now. And some people before that, after you made the new Earth, they could actually feel them shifting from one energy to another. As they maybe lived their day, they'd have a space where they were in the total peace. And then when they thought a lot, then they were in the old Earth energy, which is the law of cause and effect and duality and multidimensional timelines, etc. So the new Earth does not have any timelines, any aliens attached to it or anything like that. It's strictly source energy of peace. And hopefully everybody, can get into that. I've had people ask them, am I going to do the call again because it was too short notice? And it was really quick. My time is limited, so I wanted to put it up fast, really quick. And a lot of people listen to all the shows anyway, so they would have had the opportunity to do that, or they're on the conference call. So I could do it again maybe in 3 months or something. We could maybe do something next year and seal that work out in case you wanted to do that again. Or, you know, if you're a newbie who would want to have it. But remember, you have to hold the energy yourself, not argue in your house, not get upset typically because, you know, whatever you do that's negative where you're hooking yourself up and bringing the old earth energy into your sacred space. That's what you're doing is you're bringing in garbage. And maybe you walk in, you know, from your porch, we'll say, back door maybe, and you go into the kitchen area. That's kind of how some houses are made. And all of a sudden now your kitchen could be polluted because you're upset. So you do the mind a heart drop. And then, you know, your kitchen is like, you know, old earth. And maybe your dining room or front room or something, the rest of the house would be the new earth. So it's up to you to hold it. So anyway, that's what it's about. Is to be peaceful, and what the nice thing that I like about this is that the healings that you've had, once you get into the source energy of the new earth, your healings are going to probably be, you know, a lot more effective. How much more, I can't really tell you, I don't know, but you're in source energy now, and when you're in source energy, like what I do at the Expo, that I make people real, the aches and pains leave them. So all of a sudden, you may have had a condition or something, and you're finding just in the few days here that maybe your condition that was physical, you know, causing you a situation is maybe diminishing because the real you doesn't really have a lot of that stuff. And your healings will be much more effective because now you're in source energy versus being in the land of darkness, you know, and hoping to have source energy help you. And hopefully it'll find you. But here, you're already in it. So that's the kind of ins and outs of it. And anybody would like to maybe send us an email, testimonial or something, if their aches and pains were leaving them by being in their new sanctuary, that'd be wonderful. So, and how they're experiencing that in their workplace. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you. That's the best suit we have there on testimonials.
Yeah, Ron, that's such a great explanation, and I just had one quick question. What if you have other people that are living with you, and like say you have roommates, or you live with your family, or in your workspace, how does that energy just kind of like what can you do if they're the ones who are bringing the energy? Will, like, the New Earth clearings and the New Earth energy help to make them more peaceful, too? Because a lot of the times I find it's not necessarily we're the ones that are having the negative feelings or the arguments. It's other people that are in our space or who are coming into our space. So will that help with other people in our space, or will we have to do additional clearings to kind of get them to not be so negative or confrontational, both
that's a good one. Well, first of all, like we mentioned before, going back before we did these, the light infusion in your walls of your paint and the new earth infusion, before we did these, remember, you're still walking or can walk in two realities. So you can walk in the old earth and then all of a sudden find yourself walking in the new earth without realizing that it changed because you were not thinking, and maybe you went into the new earth, then you started thinking and you went into the old earth, okay? So your place could be, it's up to you to hold the energy for your space. And it's in the other people that could be in your house as maybe a roommate, we'll say, could be, you know, not having any clearings and still could be maybe, you know, living in darkness, we'll say, and they will see your space as in source energy as being in darkness because they're living in darkness. So the superimposing, like they did, is overlay the darkness over the earth. So, you know, so you have the new and the old simultaneously, and you could bounce from one to the other just like you did before. So they may have a better chance to come into that when they become peaceful. Then they will be in the new earth because it's already there with you. So they could be living with you. You could be in peace in the new earth, and that same room could be also in darkness on timelines with them living there, and you're looking at them, you know, viewing them in darkness, and they're viewing you in light, but you may not even know the difference. So if you're going to be peaceful, and they won't be.
Yeah, so it doesn't actually help them to become more peaceful.
No, because it's up to them to change.
Right.
It's up to them to release darkness. So the light's not going to come over and, you know, hit them over the head with light so that they finally see the light, you know?
Yeah.
So you know, the light doesn't impose anything. It's up to them to want to do the clearing to get darkness out of them.
Very interesting. So that's a really good distinction, I think, to make, because I think a lot of people will be going, oh, you know, I've done these clearings, and as long as you're interacting with others, the only thing I can think to say is, too, is it might make you a little less susceptible to their negativity. You may not even notice it because you're feeling at peace and you're feeling centered and sort of at home in your space, and you have all this wonderful light energy. And this has kind of been going on for a couple of months now. So we'll continue this conversation, I guess, as the show progresses. But so some of the testimonials we've received, one person wrote in and said, Ron, I've never been so peaceful before with my home on the new earth. Today was a beautiful experience. Everything is clean and sparkles.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. So
yeah,
they're probably able to sense you know, the light frequencies, maybe radiating in the room. So sometimes it may look like, I have a hard time describing this here, but if you've ever watched like fish in the water,
maybe
a fish tank or something, and all of a sudden that the light hits the silver on the fish and like radiates out to you as they're moving around, you know. That's sort of how you might see it. It might even shimmer. You might see light waves coming off of the room like heat waves, something like that, you know, because you are going, not even how sensitive you are and how you're tuned into it. You may not sense anything, but just feel peace. And you might feel the energy around you as being very comfortable. And it won't change from anywhere in the room unless you brought in darkness. So if you got upset and angry and you're opening up your closet because maybe, you know, that brought back some memories of negativity, then your closet could be in darkness. And, you know, you may open the door and go, uh-oh, I'm in the wrong place here, you know. Where everything else in your room could be perfectly fine. Remember, it's up to you to hold the energy and to, you know, clean yourself out. So if you're thinking this, I'm talking now, and you go, oh, man, yeah, I had this date, and they wore this clothing, and something went wrong on the date or, you know, whatever, and the clothing is now reminding you of a past situation. Maybe it happened 5 years ago, and you go, oh, I can remember that a little bit. I better clean out the clothes, do an object clearing on it, and or something like that on the website. I'd say the object one may work fine, but maybe something else you could do. Maybe space location or location space clearing and clean that closet out. So now when you open the door, it doesn't have all that negativity with it, and it can still hold light in there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, because things do, you know, the whole thing is to release your memories of the past. That's the whole process. That's how darkness gets you, is your memories. And then you know you're on timelines when you have a memory. So back to you.
That's really funny. I think there was a point in my life where I had a closet that I literally, like, never opened for months. I just didn't even open it. yeah, so that's really interesting. So it sounds like, too, these calls have really been helping people get their personal space in order. Another listener has written in and said, during the first half hour, I felt compelled to fold 5 loads of clothes that I had not touched in 2 weeks. Also, all the pain in my neck and spine left me. The air felt crisp and clear and ozone-like standing next to a waterfall. I also felt a welling up of compassion for the one-year-old me and cried for a moment for the hard life I now know is ahead of her. Then it released, and a deep peace and joy came over me. I also slept so peacefully, the most peaceful in years, and woke up pain-free and focused and in the moment. Thank you so much, Ron.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's really nice.
Wow, it sounds like that person really definitely was in the moment just from reading their email.
Yeah, it's real nice to hear those feelings that, you know, you really, you know, anyway, I can't, anyway, that's good. So thank you.
Yeah, very, thanks very so nice. Much for sending that in. I like the description of the waterfall, too. I guess we should mention, too, that Ron is doing a workshop, and it's going to be on the 11th of November, 2017, which is this coming Saturday, and I'm sure we will announce it on other radio shows during the week. But I just wanted to let everybody know, and Ron is offering the opportunity for, if you can't make it, it's in New York City, and if you can't make it, you can listen via phone, and it's $20. So if you're interested in that, just send an email to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And also, if you would like to get more information about it, we do have a PDF we can send to you, and you can just email us either at creationlightship or at clsquestions. And if you just want the information about it and you want to see, you know, the salient points and what everyone's going to be talking about there, Ron is co-presenting it with Halcyon Isaac, and it will be about how to, I guess, to put it in the short term, instead of thinking outside of the box, get rid of the box. And it talks a lot about how to break the bonds and achieve more freedoms, and also a lot of different understandings of things that were kind of established before you were born. And they're going to be presenting a lot of really great information. And also, there will be a short break. So it will be from 10 to 2 and then 2:30 to 6. So if you want more information about that, just, you know, email us. And if you want to attend in person, it's $50, and it's reserved for the first 25 attendees to register. So that is something to look forward to. Ron also just completed an expo, so he's been very busy with his touring schedule. And it's people on the East Coast here are very lucky to have him and Halcyon doing this presentation for everybody on Saturday, so make sure you take advantage of that if you can, and either drop in via phone or attend in person. It sounds like it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, so, and the telephone one is $20.
Yes, that's correct, the listen-in phone. I think Ron was doing a lot during the expo, too, here on the East Coast for people that couldn't attend in person. It was like, I think, $20 to listen to the workshops. So it's probably going to be very similar to that. Okay, so just wanted to make that announcement and also to let people know, you know, what's going on. And it's a great opportunity to see Ron in person. Okay, so getting back to the questions here. So many have come in. just send a request for information to either CLS questions if you just want to forward you the PDF
Yeah, just put in there, you know, the November 11th PDF. Just write that in the subject.
Yeah. That would be very helpful.
Right. Yeah, otherwise it's too hard to navigate. So just put that in, and then they can send it out to you.
Okay, great. Okay, so somebody has a testimonial or a recommendation about the abandonment clearing, and I guess they just recently did this clearing, and they wrote in and said, most clearings, I never feel anything right away. Months or weeks later, I notice a huge change physically or emotionally. However, after the whole life abandonment clearing, instant feelings. Instant calm, grounded, hard to describe. It was a great feeling afterwards. Was this in part due to my abandonment from Source?
Possible. Abandonment could be, many things. It all depends how the darkness makes you feel when you're abandoned and what blockages they put in the way of that. So, you know, abandonment could even, you know, go back into loneliness possibly, you know. So if somebody's listening and they feel kind of, out of it or unworthy maybe, you know, I'd recommend doing the, what do you call that one, the one with about 38 different headings on it. You know what it is there? We'll get the name of that one, but I think it's like $50 or something, and you go in there and you do this, the clearing. Maybe somebody can mention what it is.
What was the one you were looking for?
It's one that has all those, it's like the Band-Aid clearing, with all the different emotional things in there.
Oh, is it one of the jump start clearings?
Yeah, it could be. I'm just, for lack of words, I can't think what it is right now. But anyway, you can do that one, if you feel kind of self-empowerment. That's what it is. I think it's a self-empowerment.
Oh, the self-empowerment bundle?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, you can do that. You can also do loneliness. You could do abandonment. And if you're really, really in despair, I might have a despair clearing, but you can go into the hope clearing. We don't talk about the hope clearing that much. I think I gave that away free in fact, that thing was in January this year for people who were on the conference call on the 1st of January to sample the energies, which you're doing again this year in a couple months, January 1st, I believe. But there's a hope clearing, and that can take away a lot of stuff, especially if you're in depression a lot. And we do have a depression clearing, but the hope one we don't talk about, but that really kind of like cuts through a lot of stuff. Maybe somebody had that clearing or did it the first of the year. Maybe they can describe what it felt like to them, if you can remember that far back. But maybe we can get more into the emails now.
Okay. All right. So a couple of people have emailed about the workshop coming up, and I'm not sure if you can buy it as a podcast. I don't know if that's an option. The other thing is I'm not sure if you want to mention, Ron, this workshop is specifically for people who are citizens of the U.S.?
I think it'll work for everybody.
It'll work for people in other countries? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, so somebody was asking, is it just for people here, or will it work for people of other nationalities?
Yeah, it should be. It should be universal.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. on the 11th is actually Veterans Day, and one listener was asking, would inviting veterans be possible and advisable, and bring in the sovereign soldiers? If not this time, then maybe another time, but the date is very auspicious. So I don't know, that may not be possible for this particular event. I mean, I guess there's always a possibility, Ron, that the, you know, some veterans would be in attendance, but I don't know if specifically that would be, it's hard to say sometimes what happens at these workshops since Ron is always in the moment. So it tends to, be based on what is actually happening there. Okay, let's see. So someone else wrote in and they said they did a relationship clearing and they are not a feeler. But somehow something seems to have been lifted, and now they feel sadness and grief. And they're wondering...
I know. Yeah, that's what they need. We have a sadness clearing and a grief clearing on the website. So that's you nailed what you need. So just do those on the whole lifetime clearing. Remember, take advantage of the half-price one. So you pay regular price for the whole lifetime clearing, the next one is half price for you, and then you go whole price, regular price, and half price. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and they're wondering, is there a difference between sadness and grief? Are they similar?
It depends how much you're using those energetic bodies.
Okay, so it probably is two different energetic bodies.
Yeah, so find out which one you may want to clear first, you know. Have to commune with your spirit, go get into the minor heart drop. Your question would be before you do that, because you're in darkness, and then find out when you're in the present moment which one you may want to do first. Maybe you need both of them. But, just let it rest with you for a while, and maybe within a day you get the answer, and that's what you need to do next. So back to you.
Yeah, okay. That's true, and sometimes you do need to do both, and sometimes you do one and you feel a lot better, and then, you know, maybe a couple months later you feel the need to continue. So it doesn't all have to be done in one day. So I know there's a lot of listeners out there and people who have been working on clearings for years, and, you know, people save up and they do them as they can, and I always feel like you're doing it, you know, when you need to be doing it. So whichever one you feel more sadness or grief, I mean, just try one. I think sometimes they're just, you know, flip a coin and pick one, and, you know, the benefits will always outweigh any sort of, you know, hesitation. So it's always great to just do it. If you can't decide, just pick one and do it and then see how you feel. And a lot of the times you feel afterwards like you maybe don't need the second clearing because it took care of the sadness body that you were living in. So someone else wrote in about death barcodes, and they said, I did mine in April, and I'm now going to help my husband run his 47 death barcodes. Wow. And they're wondering, can I have a... Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, that's quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah. And they're wondering if they can have a screen up with spirit integration running all the time and do steps and two. Yes, okay.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. And, you know, just do that, and then that'll save you some time, because then you just have an hour for each barcode, and then you have a half an hour for the emotions, and you already have the spirit up, so that could save you some time on that. That's a good way of doing it, yes. then you have an hour and a half per barcode. So
okay,
and if the person is completely numbed out emotionally, then you may not have to do the emotional part. The only reason why I put that in there is some people who started doing it initially, they felt awful, you know, because the emotional body knew the physical body would have been killed. So right away, that's, you know, fear of death. And so you clean out the emotions, you know, for half an hour, and you'd probably be, you know, much better off. But typically that nips it in the bud. Unless you're really distressed, and you do it, you know, for a whole hour on the emotions. But everybody's different. But you do want to clean out the emotions if the person feels emotions. And, if the person's completely, you know, emotionally dead, then there'd probably be no reason to do the emotions. Yeah, and then, you know, just do the emotional clearing. And that would probably, you know, solve that problem. So back to you.
Okay. And getting back to the workshop on Saturday, people are wondering if there are still seats available.
Yeah, I think there probably would be. I just show up, yes, uh-huh. I think it holds 25 seats. We could probably get some more chairs or something if that's, you know, a concern. But, yeah.
Okay. And if you're unable to listen by telephone, would there be an audio available to buy, I guess, post-workshop?
I'm not planning on doing an audio now.
Okay. So, unfortunately, it doesn't look like there will be. And then another listener suggested that the veterans could sign on to the conference call, more likely and feasible and maybe more advisable because they prefer to be themselves. So that's a great idea. If the, I guess this is a response from, you know, the person who was asking about bringing veterans, but it's not specifically... I think geared toward that, but if you wanted to have them sign on for, you know, the $20 and listen in, that would be an opportunity to sort of get an introduction to that work and possibly attend that way. So that's a great suggestion. Okay. Let's see. Okay, we already covered that one. So someone's wondering how to purchase, if they're coming in person, do they send a $50 donation to Ron or Halcyon and send a copy of the receipt to get the phone number and PIN? I guess that would be for $20. Or if they're coming in person, what do they do? Just via donation?
Just send me an email, and I'll set you up with what you need to do with that.
Okay.
And so you want to show up and be there. So if you're going to be there, you could just do it at the door even.
Okay.
And
yeah,
if you want to
true.
Be on the phone, then just, you know, do it, you know, with PayPal.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest way to do that one.
Yeah, I think so. And just, you know, like if you've done this in the past, you usually... the phone is $20, just to make sure everybody's clear on that. And if you're coming to the workshop, I guess you could, you know, obviously pay at the door. But Ron typically will send you the codes and whatever you need after you've paid.
Yeah, I'm sure PayPal would work too, you know, if you wanted to do that.
Okay.
Then we could write your name down, but either way works. So.
Cool. Okay, great. So somebody else was at the expo, gosh, it was like 2 weekends ago, and they're writing in and saying, still benefiting from my time at the light chamber. I go into places now and people relax and smile more, feel like I'm walking in light and peace. Oh, yeah, that's so nice. It always seems like that after you get out of the light chamber. There's always like a nice feeling of calm and peace. Okay. A lot of questions here. I think we covered that one. Let's see. Okay, that's another one we covered about the financial workshop. Ron, do you have any sample healings you'd like to do? I was thinking maybe we could do a sample skin clearing for some reason at the beginning of the show. We didn't mention it, but I don't know if you feel like doing a sample for everybody.
Yeah, I could do some energy like we do on the conference calls, maybe. These are the weekly calls, so we'll just work with your skin here. I do that off and on, and a lot of times on the seven-hour calls on Sundays. So here we go. Let's take some critters off the top of your skin here that are crawling on you. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There we go. That feels pretty good. Okay. So that got some critters off of your skin. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks. That's really helpful. And, yeah, I should mention, too, that Ron does seven-hour calls every month. It's usually a series of three, and then there's a four-hour monthly Ascension preparation call. And if you'd like to find more information about that, you can always go to creationlightship.com. It's kind of the home base where you'll do all your clearings and healings, as well as find out all the information that we're talking about here on the show tonight. So again, you probably won't need all of the clearings that are listed. And you find that after you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the first one that you do, a lot of the issues that you probably had when you were looking at the website seem to go away. So you're no longer connected emotionally to a lot of the things that sort of were hooking you up, which is really interesting. So somebody's asking, Ron, they need clearing advice, and I'll just put this out there to you and any of the listening audience if they've dealt with a similar problem. We have a really valuable community here of people that have been utilizing the clearings in many ways to create possibility and potential in their own lives over the years. So this listener is asking, they have an 11-year-old nephew who is on the spectrum, I think that's autism, and has ADD, and lately very angry, suddenly getting into trouble at school. And they're wondering, is the whole lifetime emotional advised or fear clearing? Or can you be specific about the emotion in the specific incident box? They're wondering
okay.
if they should...
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You don't use that specific incident box. That's only used for the unlimited version after you do the whole lifetime one. That's just to keep current with that situation. So being 11, just run the whole lifetime of the child for, his age of 11. That should maybe take you 5 or 6 minutes to do there, once you start the clearing. And that'll be done. And then from there, what I would probably do is entities, do a full lifetime entity clearing. And then you might get on to the special clearing. And that's the whole lifetime clearing for things we don't have on the website. And you may want to try putting in chemtrails. And then also after that, then do maybe timeline crashing from maybe the date of birth, possibly. or even from conception, in a sense, because maybe the chemtrails altered the, you know, the fetus. And from there, you may want to try doing the whole lifetime spirit and fetus infusion, and see maybe if you could put some light into your conception or the child's conception, and maybe that might help to alleviate some of that problem. I just thought of that one. That might help. But all of them will tend to release some of the energy that's there. You know, it's hard to uncreate something that's physical. Let's put it that way. But, you know, it's not that it can't be, you know, changed somewhat or a lot to, you know, alleviate situations and problems. But the specific incident box is only for the unlimited version after you do the whole lifetime one. So, back to you.
Okay, great. That's a really awesome list of clearings that you brought up, Ron. And I feel like with those things, a lot of the times entities could be at work there, especially if you're in school. Any type of environment like that, it's always a possibility because you don't know, like I was kind of bringing up before with other people being in your space, a lot of the times we can't control who is living with us or who we are working with or who we have to be in school with or even people that, you know, are around in our day-to-day lives. So, yeah, it's unfortunate that everybody doesn't do clearings because I think we'd all be a lot more peaceful. There'd be a lot less conflict and anger, definitely. So, unfortunately, not everybody is on board the light ship, so to speak. So we just have to do our best to do our healings and take control of our lives and hopefully lead by example. So it's hard for people to let go of emotions because then it's kind of like that one listener said, like he did a clearing and then he was left with like sadness and grief. So then you have to do another clearing or, you know, when you do a clearing, your sort of your old mind energy and your old ways of thinking don't really work anymore. So you have to create a new possibility for your life. And that can be take some time. But what's amazing to me always about the clearings is that they're instantaneous. They work in the moment. So really, it's kind of a great opportunity to sort of take back the control of your life. So fortunately, we do have them because it really allows us to not be attached to all that other stuff, especially if we can't control it. So, which we can't. We can only control ourselves. Okay, so let's see. I guess we'll just take some more questions here. And someone is asking a question about wondering if they need to do an emotional clearing on a person who has been cloned.
Well, clones don't have emotions typically. Remember, the emotional body was put in by the earth spirit to protect the physical body, you know, the body that was created from light, we'll say, a human. And so the a clone really won't have emotions from that emotional body that was created by the earth spirit, okay? So the emotional clearing for a clone isn't created from light. They could have some type of alien emotional body, but there's no need to clear it because the light won't recognize it whatsoever. So, and, you know, that's, so there's no need to waste your time doing an emotional clearing on a clone. I guess that's the best way to put it. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. Clones can be tricky.
No, it could be the fact that maybe you're getting the emotional body before the person got cloned out coming to you. So, you know, maybe it's the emotional body is still floating here. We'll just say that hypothetically, maybe the clone got, or the human will say, or the human clone, either way, turned into a clone, let's just say 3 years ago, right? They got abducted and they're now on the buffet table somewhere, probably in the dung pile, and the clone came down here 3 years ago, but you're still getting emotional stuff being radiated maybe from that body, because it looks like the same body, but the emotional body from the human will say is now connecting to you. Well, then that's why we have the deceased loved ones, you know, emotional body clearing. So you could do that one, and that could, you know, alleviate that problem. Maybe getting the original body that's still floating around here, the ghost energy. So that you could do. That's no problem. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth. We can get the next question, I guess.
Yeah, they're talking about the 2012 and, you know, the possibility that these some of these people that were cloned out are still hanging around. So I don't really know. You know, I think that would be a good way to deal with that, Ron, what you said.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I think we got maybe one more question before time is up here. So
yes. So I guess this is switching back a little bit, but someone's asking about the spirit fetus infusion that you mentioned, and they're wondering, isn't that the one to bring forth your talent? And thank you for your succinct advice. I never thought of those. My nephew gets angry on behalf of his friend just to confirm.
Yeah. So the spirit fetus infusion, what that does is allow you to, in a sense, reprogram. I don't want to use that word, but you're putting. Normally, it's for talents, and maybe physical appearance, in a sense. So, you know, you're created, and you have certain DNA strands that. We'll say have information from your parents on talents. Let's just keep it very simple here. And so maybe you have, maybe your vocation is what you thought you may want to do, but you also maybe have 100 other vocations that you could have done, but you decided to do what you're doing. And so now you only have so much information for your vocation. Or we could just look at it as like somebody who runs, a runner, okay? So you decided to run, and the information on running is only so much, and you've already peaked it out, and you can't run any faster. Well, you can go in and do the spirit infusion and say, I want to run a little faster, and so you could pick up more of your DNA from your ancestors that ran fast, which you never got a hold of, and you may find yourself running a little bit faster if you get a different cutting edge on stuff. So that's what that does. If you have a problem with your body and you go, man, you know, I don't like what's going on here, you may be able to change that and bring forth the energy for something that might be a little different. I'm not going to say it's going to be, you're going to be changing from, you know, a whole different person, but you may be able to add maybe a 5 to 10% cutting edge on what you're doing with your life, whatever that would be. So for the autism, you could probably go in there and see if you can get rid of the DNA that got infected, we'll say, to cause a problem with the body. And that might help you because it will be a recreation over again of what you want to have. So I'm not going to say the person is going to change their complete appearance and, you know, be normal. I'm just saying that it may help them out somewhat. Oh, and remember, everything gets reflected back to you. So if that person is reflecting an energy from somebody, a friend or something, another person, and their buttons are being pushed, well, find out, you know, that's the emotional body. typically, or some other body. It could be a fear body, it could be a mental body. So do the whole lifetime clearings for that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and I think we're actually going to have to wrap it up, Ron. We flew through another show here tonight, so I'll just turn it over to you. And make sure you join us for Ron's conference calls tomorrow and the rest of the week on our BBS shows, too, as well. So back to you, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So mind to heart drop, and you have to do this out loud. So we'll just start it off with what you say, which is, I now command my spirit. It has to be out loud in the physical, to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this command. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. See you later. Bye, everyone.